Praise God. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Go ahead and jump into our title for today for Psalm 46. If you're in the Pew Bibles, I think it's going to be on page 486, but you look at my slide and all automatically you said full of trouble, and you was like, what kind of encouraging message is that, Pastor Taylor? You're supposed to be here to encourage us and to, you know, help us to make it through the week, and your title for today is life is full of trouble. But if we're all honest with each other, we'll know that this is true. Amen? And in spite of the good things that happen, and we do have a lot of good things that happen in our lives, that life presents us with trouble all of the time. So look at this next slide. As you guys will know, we started in book one, and as we go to book two now, Pastor Duane came last week, and he was able to talk to us about Psalm 42 and the hope. I'm going to stop talking.
Recording in progress.
There we go. Had a recording up here too. But Pastor Duane came last week and spoke from Psalm 42. And, you know, starting out, we started in the first book of the Psalms, and there was a lot of talk about, you know, God and meditating on his word and the king that's on the throne and all of the good things that we find in our Lord when we trust in him. And as we go into book two and book three, we're going to start looking at some darker themes, some darker subjects, some topics that aren't necessarily talked about in the scope of church services sometimes, but it's something for us to talk about, because in the midst of, again, the good things that happen, we know that trouble is coming. And when trouble is coming, it's good to be prepared already versus getting prepared. That if you're in Louisiana and you know that a hurricane is on the way, it's good to be prepared versus trying to get prepared when the hurricane gets here. And so the same thing with trouble that happens in our life. And last week, Pastor Duane spoke from Psalm 42 and the sons of Korah and they're asking themselves, you know, why despair? Why go through all of this? Put your hope in God. So they were going through a difficult time. And as we get into Psalm 46 on today, we're going to see these same sons of Korah are with us, and they're going to be giving us encouragement again for a difficult time that they may find themselves in. Again, life is full of trouble. So think about this. The sons of Korah, and Pastor Duane did a good job last week, you know, kind of proposing the question to us, like, who are these sons of Korah? Because when you go back to Numbers, if the earth opened up and swallowed Korah and all of his people, who are these sons of Korah? And there's a lot of people that say, like, well, maybe these were far-off descendants, or maybe they weren't around Korah whenever the ground opened up. But whatever it is, these sons of Korah are ancient descendants, and they're thinking back, I'm assuming thinking back to what happened in Korah's time and how the earth swallowed them up, and they're thinking, man, back in the day, our great-great-great-great-granddad ended up rebelling against God and God's people, and he fell into the earth. And so since he fell that way, then there's no future for me. And I'm here to tell you, in spite of what happened in the past in your family, God can use you for great things today. That a lot of people see things that have happened in the past and they already put themselves in that category. Okay, my great-grandfather or my great-grandmother went through this, so that's automatically going to apply to me. And I'm here to tell you that God is able to restore and to use us in a great way to be a testimony to people in the future. And so these sons of Korah, they wrote about eight different songs and different portions of book two. You'll find different passages by the sons of Korah, and they let us know that family legacies don't determine our destiny. Listen, when you're thinking about Korah as well, you have to understand this. I don't think this is working up here, Dwayne. I'll just let you go from back here. There are consequences to going against God, number two. That Korah and Dathan and Abiram, they went against God, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and all the people saw that, but God was still able to redeem these sons of Korah and use them in a mighty way. And you look at Psalm 46 and you wonder, like what is this trouble that they're going to be talking about at the beginning? And the good thing about these songs that don't give us a heading at the beginning of what's going on is it allows us to put ourselves in that situation. And so again, how Psalm 23 started out and how this psalm starts out, where it just gives you a heading But it doesn't necessarily let you know the context of what's going in. That's because God wants us to put ourselves in that subject and then figure out what we're going to do whenever we're faced with trouble. And so these sons of Korah right here, they find themselves in kind of wondering what's going on in their life. And they were priests, and obviously they had fallen into a difficult time. And so God's word to them is this: I am your refuge and I'm your strength in spite of the trouble that you're facing. And it's something for us to remember as well. God used the sons of Korah to pin all of these things to speak to our hearts today. And the same, listen, the same assurance they had back then is the same assurance we have today as long as we trust in God's word. And so as we jump into our lesson on today, our sermon on today is going to be divided into three different parts. And I want you guys to get a picture of what we're going through as we go through these three different parts. That life is full of trouble, but in spite of life being full of trouble, there are some things that we can remember in the Word of God. So the first thing I want you to remember is this: in the midst of trouble, God is still there. That people say, like, I'm going through all of this, so it must mean that God's not there. But the sons of Korah say this: God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in the time of what? Of trouble. And then they make a declaration. Y'all remember what Pastor Dwayne said last week? He said that instead of listening to yourself, sometimes you have to what? That you got to talk to yourself. And the sons of Korah right here said this: therefore, we will not fear in the midst of trouble. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. This first part right here, the sons of Korah are saying this: in spite of trouble, God is present. Listen, there are going to be three different parts to this sermon. The first part, I want you to picture yourself like this: standing there and holding God's hand. Whose hand are you holding? You're holding God's hand, and you remember that God is present with you in the midst of trouble. Think about this. When a kid is really scared, what do they do to their parent? What'd you say, Dwayne? They hug them. Dwayne's kids, Pastor Josh's kids, Walter, whenever you find they're confused or they're in trouble, they go to their parent and they grab their hand. They get close to them. They want to be present with that parent because they know that if they're present with them, everything's going to be okay. So this first point I want you to remember is, no matter what trouble you find yourself in, God is present with you. Whose hand are you holding? God. You're holding God's hand. The first picture I want you to remember. And the sons of Korah are saying this: in spite of all of this stuff happening, listen, they say they will not fear though the earth give way. Stop. Y'all remember, I talked about it already in Numbers, that whenever Korah and Dathan and Abiram, whenever they rebelled, what opened up and swallowed them up?
The earth.
The earth. Now, I was thinking about that in the gym the other day. I'm like, I wonder if the sons of Korah were hearing stories from people talking about back then when the earth gave way and how the earth swallowed up the Korah, their great-grandfather, wherever it was. But in spite of that, they said, we will not fear. Though the earth gave way back then because our ancestor rebelled against God, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea and waters roar and foam and the mountains quake, it's like them saying, although there's an earthquake going on, we're not going to fear. Or maybe there's a volcano going on, we're not going to fear. Or a tsunami that's going on in my life, I'm not going to fear. Maybe there's something that has anybody been in an earthquake before? California people and Pastor Dwayne has been in. That the earthquake, there's no foundation. Everything is all over the place. There's no solid footing at that time. And they still say, in spite of the earth giving way, or in spite of all of this quaking and all this stuff that's going on, we will not fear. And to be able to say that and whatever they're going through, and shows great faith in God. Because listen, in order to be stable, think about this: a tree that goes through a great hurricane and is still standing is because it has deep roots. a house that goes through a hurricane or some kind of tornado or something, and you look at the house after and it's still standing, it's a good chance that the piling for that house went deep down into the earth. And so they had a foundation for that house. That tree had foundation in its roots. And in order for us to make it through the trouble in our lives, we gotta have God as our foundation. And I'm not talking about a surface level foundation to where sometimes I'm with the Lord, or sometimes I'm in my word, or sometimes I pray, or sometimes I give. No, I'm talking about a deep, solid foundation with God. Because when you have that relationship with God, that's when you can say, God is my refuge. And God is my strength. He's a very present help to me in the time of trouble. And so in order to cultivate this deep relationship with the Lord, you have to be intentional. That as I go to the gym and as I run and as I work out, people always say, especially now that I don't have an actual job, and so I'm training people, and they say things like, I want to do what you do in the gym, or I want to lift what you lift in the gym, or I want to run like you run on the street. And so I'm like, come with me. And let's do it together so I can show you what to do. But in order to get to, listen, my level and better than my level, you have to be intentional about what you do. Let me take the focus off of me. I'm going to go to Aiden. In order to swim like Aiden swims, you have to get in the swimming pool and actually practice like Aiden. Listen, y'all, like I'm taking the subject off of me and I'm gonna put it on Aiden. In order to be a good swimmer like him, you have to be intentional about becoming a better swimmer. And so the only way you're gonna grow closer to God and get a deep relationship with God and grow deep roots in God and have deep pilings with God, you gotta get into his word. And getting into his word does not mean that you come here and you hear Pastor Alf on Sunday, or you hear Pastor Dwayne, or you hear myself on Sunday, and then all throughout the week there's no prayer, no Bible, no fellowship or anything, and then you come back and you say, I want to be deep. I'm here to tell you, it's going to take you getting in the word of God every day of the week, praying every day of the week, spending time with God every day of the week, and doing it intentionally. They say, Pastor Taylor, Miss Donna, they say, yes, too much, Pastor Taylor. Every day I need to talk to the Lord. I'm here to tell you, you eat every day, don't you? That we put food into our body every day to stay strong physically. And so spiritually, in order for us to stay strong spiritually and to have deep roots and have deep pilings and have this relationship so that we can say that God is our refuge and our strength, every day I need to be intentional about growing closer to God. And so the sons of Korah in this first part, they say, in the midst of trouble, our God is present. Whose hand are they holding? God. They're holding God's hand in this first picture, knowing that, listen, God's just standing there and God's telling them everything gonna be all right. That the kid, like I said, like the Gidney kids or Walter or the Holland kids, when they go up to their parent and they hug them or they hold their hand, they know that nothing's gonna happen to me because my parent is right here. So nothing's gonna affect me, and I have a sense of our next thing is gonna be peace. Don't go there yet. I have a sense of peace because I'm close to my father, I'm close to my mother. And that's what God's calling us to do in the midst of trouble. The confidence we have is that I'm holding God's hand and he's right there with me. And as I'm holding his hand, as he's right there with me, everything's gonna be okay. After this first portion in your Bible, some of them have the word Selah after it, and it means to pause, to think about what we just talked about. And again, I want you to think about the next time you're in trouble, Pastor Taylor said that I'm holding whose hand? God's hand, and he's right there with me. That's what I want you to think about in this first part. So life is full of trouble, and so the sons of Korah say that God is present in this trouble. But listen, they also say this, that in the midst of trouble, peace is possible. That God is present, but peace is possible. And it says this, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Stop right there. We keep talking about these rivers and this water. And Pastor, Pastor Alf came from Psalm 23 and talks about how God makes us to lie down by still waters. And Pastor Dwayne talked about last week about the rivers. And it talks about how river is a place of peace. And it goes right here once again where they're talking about peace. the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Look, nations are in uproar. Kingdoms are falling. But God lifts his voice and the earth melts. And the sons of Korah, again, they talk to themselves. And they say, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The first picture we had was you standing there holding whose hand? God's hand. The second picture I want you to remember when you think about peace is this. You laying in God's arms. That the first picture you're holding his hand, but think about a baby in someone's arms, and when they fall asleep, how peaceful they look in that parent's arms or in that nurse's arms or in that doctor's arms as that baby lays there not worrying about anything at all. And it's a picture of God's peace for us as well. And in verse 5 it says this, God is within her, she will not fall, God will help her at break of day. Real simple. A good prayer to pray sometimes when you don't know how to pray or what to pray is this. Help, Lord. When you don't have the theological words to say or you don't know what's the formal thing to say with the situation you're going through. When you're praying for someone in your family who's far off and you're trying to get them back home or give them peace wherever they are. Or someone's going through mental issues or there's something going on in your life and you're like, I just don't know what to say. Sometimes the best thing to say is, help, Lord. Help God, because the scripture says right here, God will help her. That God is the help to us no matter what we're going through. And then, listen, it said that God's our help, but it goes to 6, and then it talks about nations are in uproar. That doesn't sound good. And kingdoms are falling, and that doesn't sound good. And then it said, God lifts his voice. And I was studying this a couple of weeks ago, getting this prepared, and I said, this voice that they're talking about, this is the voice, listen, this is the voice that spoke the universe into creation. That whenever you say, he lifts his voice, I'm not talking about my voice. The sons of Korah aren't talking about their voice. They're talking about the God that spoke everything into creation. And it says this, the earth melts. That's like saying when the nations are in uproar and kingdoms are falling, God lifts his voice and everything's all right. Everything settled down once God opens his mouth. You think about the God-man Jesus when he was in the garden and the soldiers came to arrest him and take him to be crucified. And the Bible said that he opened his mouth and they fell down before him because his voice was that powerful. And so right here it talks about this voice speaking into our situation and in the midst of trouble, whenever we find ourselves in difficult situations, God speaking, and then they say, the Lord Almighty is with us.
Yes.
That's a declaration you need to tell yourself every day, that God is with me on this job. God is with me with my family. God is with me in the community. God is with me in this interview. God is with me as I go to school. God is with me no matter where I find myself. And since God is right there, everything's going to be all right. First thing, God is present. We're holding whose hand? God's hand. Second, we're in whose arms? We're in God's arms as we look for a place of peace. It talks about peace being possible in the midst of trouble. And listen, the last thing, if you're taking notes, you got to remember is this. Remember, in the midst of trouble, God is working. So you say, like, Pastor Taylor, how is this different from the first thing? If God was present in the first one, and now you're talking about him working in the second one, while you're holding the parent's hand, I want you to think about this. Y'all just standing there watching stuff happen. God's just standing there talking about, don't worry about it. Everything's all right. Everything's cool. But right here, it talks about, come and see what God about to do. Come. The first part, y'all were just standing there. God was present, and then you found out that you had peace. Right here is God about to get to work. This third picture, I want you to picture yourself doing this. Standing before a TV and watching a God movie. So the first thing, you're holding whose hand? God's hand. The second one, you're in whose arm? God's arm. This third one, you're actually sitting before a big screen, however big your screen is. There are 100-inch TV screens now. Do y'all know that? that I was on the internet the other day and a little thing popped up and they like, need a new TV? And then all of a sudden, like 104 inches. I'm like, where am I going to put that in my house? I have no wall. Maybe I do, but I don't need a 104-inch TV. Anyway, think about the biggest screen that you have, and you're about to watch a God movie, and think about this. This God movie is how God has worked in your life in the past. So situations that you were in the past, you're standing there and you're saying like, oh yeah, the doctor said that I wasn't gonna make it, but I made it through. And oh yeah, I remember whenever I didn't have finances to pay this, but in this movie, I know that God came through.
Yeah.
Or this happened in the world where the pandemic was going on, and this doctor or this nurse or these people said that I wouldn't even get over COVID, and I'm still here today. And so you're watching all of this stuff happen on this God movie, and the sons of Korah are saying this, watch what God's doing right now. Yeah, he did all that stuff in the past, but watch how God's working right now. And anytime the enemies of God or your enemies are coming against you and you're on God's side, guess who they're fighting against as well? They're fighting against God. And so you get to sit there. The first thing, God is present. You're just standing there with them. This third part, you get to see God actually working. And it says this, he makes the war cease. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. It doesn't say that you do it. It doesn't say that any other person does it. God does these things, and he does these things in a great way. Think about in the Bible where the enemies of God came against God's people, Moses and the Red Sea. And who won that battle? Let me ask you that. Did Pharaoh and his armies win the battle at the Red Sea? No, I think God won that battle. We talked a couple of weeks ago about how Jehoshaphat found himself surrounded by all of these armies, of these enemy armies, and then all of a sudden, God opened his eyes and saw the chariots of fire around them, God's army around them. I think God won that battle too. And you think about other things that happened in the Bible where we spoke about Elijah and the prophets of Baal, how God worked. We talked about how the enemies came against God's people. And God's sitting up in heaven. See how funny God is. And the Bible said that he threw hailstones. That's kind of funny to me that the army, they think they're going to win. And all of a sudden, God's just throwing hailstones, taking them out. I mean, we're doing nothing. We're watching God at work. We're watching him do mighty things in our life. And this movie that we get to see, again, if they're going against God, they're not going to win. And so the sons of Korah, they think about it and they say, oh yeah, God's in control. So be still and know that I am God. Be still, Pastor Taylor. Say be still, I think that refers to just not moving, just staying still. Some places they're like, you know, don't say anything or don't do anything. But listen, this be still right here, I want you to think about it like this. It doesn't mean to do nothing. It means this. I trust God to take care of my situation. That I'm not going to make my situation worse by trying to put my hand on what God's already doing. I'm going to sit back and watch God work. And as you watch God work, as you see God do all of these things, you get to talk to yourself again, like verse 11, and say, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob, that's our fortress. And so the sons of Korah, whatever predicament they found themselves in at this point, no matter what the difficulty was, they're saying, I know that God is present. And since God is present, there's a peace that I can have. And in the midst of this peace, I get to watch God work, listen, for his glory and for my good. That no matter how big the situation may be, no matter how expensive the bill may be, no matter how desperate the situation may appear to be, no matter how my health looks, God is at work. And since I'm his child, he's going to take care of me. And so the sons of Korah, they had to tell themselves this. It's a song that they used to sing a couple of years ago. Trouble don't last always. But I argue and say, sometimes it feels like it does. People say trouble don't last always, and it was a good song that we would sing. It was in a choir, and we get a good groove going when we would sing it. But after that song was over, sometimes you say, like, trouble's still here. After we finish singing this song. And so sometimes it seems like trouble is still lasting after we've sang and after we've praised. But this is the thought that came to me as I was getting this sermon together. I don't care if trouble does last always, my God is eternal. That the 70, 80, 90 years of life that I'm going to live here on earth, hopefully, maybe. I always say 70 would be a good age if I just go like, Lord, just take me. I want to go to heaven. Nobody take me out. This is the Lord take me. Too soon. No matter how much trouble you face in this life, that we get to spend eternity with the Lord someday. that eternally he's going to be with us. And so it may seem like trouble is lasting always, but God is present with me. And I can have peace in this trouble. Let me stop and ask. Anybody in here ever felt peace in the midst of trouble? That there is no reason why you should have been at peace when that loved one died, when that bill came in the mail, whenever that doctor's report came in, whenever you ended up in jail or you ended up arrested, and in the midst of all of that, you said, there's a peace that I have, and I know it's not my peace, because if it was my peace, I would be fighting somebody right now. That in the midst of a, come on, testify, Pastor Tim, that in the midst of a divorce, that I can have peace because I know that God is with me. In the midst of trying to figure out what am I going to do with seminary and medical school and all this other stuff, and I want to serve the Lord, but I want to do all this stuff, but there's an unusual peace that I have, and that's because the Lord was with me. And again, that peace does not come overnight. That peace doesn't just come from mere word. That peace comes as we cultivate relationship with the Lord by getting into his word and spending time with the Lord, understanding that he is my refuge and he is my strength. So no matter what trouble comes my way, I'm going to be all right. Pastor Taylor, you mean to tell me no matter what happens in your life that you're going to be okay? That whenever you say that the world, that life is full of trouble, in the midst of saying that life is full of trouble, you still can say that God's going to take care of you and that you're going to be okay if you lose a loved one, if you lose your health, if you lose your finances, if you lose absolutely everything, I'm going to be all right. Because the first picture we had was we're holding whose hand?
God's hand.
We're holding God's hand, our daddy, our good, good father. We're holding God's hand. The second picture we have is we're in whose arms? We're in God's arms as he rocks us. While all the desolation and everything's happening, we have peace because God's rocking us. See, everything's going to be all right. And the final picture we have is, man, I got to see God work in all of these situations in the past. I have all of these God movies from the past where I could bring up situations where we could put the DVD in. People still watch DVDs? No. Kind of. I watch Amazon now. I stream now. I can go to Amazon and my story can be up there and watching God work. And God is still working in our lives today. And so the sons of Korah tell us today, be still and know that God is God. And last week, Pastor Dwayne in Psalm 42 talked about how the sons of Korah, they repeated themselves. They said, why so are you downcast? Why are you depressed? Put your hope in God. Y'all remember what they said after that? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him. They said that twice. And the same thing right here in Psalm 46, where they say, the God of Jacob is our fortress. He's with us. Everything's going to be all right. And so that's what I want you to tell yourself this week when your trouble comes, because trouble looks different for different people. I was in the gym yesterday, Friday, early Saturday morning. My times are running together. But the guy was watching a replay from one of the baseball games or something or whatever. And he's like, oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We're about to lose. And I'm like, that's not trouble. That's not trouble. The commentator yesterday for the Alabama game was like, oh, they're in trouble. They're about to lose. Texas
was in trouble.
Pastor Allison, we were in trouble. And that's okay for sports, but I'm talking about the kind of trouble that keeps you up at night. And in the midst of that trouble, life that's full of trouble, our God is our refuge and our strength. A very King James, a very present help in the time of trouble. So think about it. Whatever is up here in your life right now as the trouble, God is bigger than that.
Amen.
No matter what may have been trying to bombard your thinking, even as the word of God was going for today or as our service was going on today, our God is eternal and our God is bigger than that. And he's going to take care of it. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for your word today. God, thank you that you are a refuge and strength. God, though the earth gives way, God, though the mountains fall into the sea, God, no matter what happens, you're right there with us. So God, on today, help us to remember this word this week as we're faced with different things. God, as different situations arise that we're not even aware of, God, help us to go to your word God, find comfort in the fact that you're right there with us. God, we get to hold your hand. God, you hold us in your arms. God, you've shown us before so many times how you're going to work in our lives. So we praise you for that. God, I pray against fear for all of us in here. God, a decision that needs to be made. God, something that we need to take care of right now. Pray for supernatural wisdom and insight and provision to do what you have called us to do. God, knowing that you're right there with us. And thank you for your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say it.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God for his word being our refuge and our